Growing up behind bars, they are considered too young to make their own legal decisions, yet they can face life in prison for crimes that do not involve murder. Now one man is sharing his personal experience with the Supreme Court. CNN's Jason Carroll has the details.
As Dwayne Betts addressed students at last year's University of Maryland's commencement ceremonies, his thoughts then and now are about second chances.
Well, definitely, when I was 16 years old on December 7th, 1996, I carjacked a man in a parking lot in Springfield, Virginia. And after that, I was arrested.
At gunpoint.
At gunpoint, I had a gun.
Betts remembers when he was a high school honor student who fell into the wrong crowd.
How did you end up going astray? Why do you think that?
I think the truth is that it's sort of a strange mix of opportunity. You don't turn 16 and have a gun in your hand. And so I think it was a lot of baby steps.
Baby steps that led to a major crime, carjacking, which in Virginia carries a maximum sentence of life. Even if no one is physically hurt, as in Betts' case.
And there's no way to quantify what a life sentence does to a person. And if I had to wake up every morning to a life sentence, I don't even want to imagine what I would have became.
Instead, Betts received the minimum sentence, nearly 9 years, serving alongside the state's most violent criminals in the adult prison system.
And I'm still thinking about what that time did to me, in a sense that it became natural to walk down the hall and see somebody getting beat up. And in a lot of ways, I was the exception in that I didn't get raped, I didn't get robbed.
Is it your opinion that your punishment fit the crime?
You know, for me, and for most young people who find themselves transferred to adult court, their case could definitely be handled in juvenile court.
Give Daddy a hug.
Your life has changed dramatically from the point where you carjacked that man in that parking lot to where you are now. How would you define your life now?
You know, for me, the most precious things in my life are the ability to be a contributing member as a father, as a husband, and as a teacher.